Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. We're going to talk this segment with Joseph Connor, who co-authored The New Founders, is a contributor to both Breitbart and Red State, and the founder of WeWinAmerica.com. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to start off with the idea that President Obama promised, many moons ago, to close Guantanamo Bay, our detention facility, the only place right now we have where we can put unlawful enemy combatants, where we can take the bad guys and keep the bad guys who absolutely have no business in U.S. courts, but cannot be released to the wild, which he seems to be hell-bent on doing. Has he got a prayer of doing that? It seems, you know, it's illegal according to Congress, but is he going to try and pull it off?
I think he is going to try and pull it off. Look, this guy runs through the old Trevor Wilbury song, in Jersey everything's legal as long as you don't get caught. And that's kind of what he does. He will push things, and if no one stops him, he'll continue to do it. And, you know, it's not unprecedented. I was in Guantanamo Bay earlier this year as a 9/11 family member, and I saw the tremendous job that our military and our prosecution is doing, trying to mete out justice to people who would otherwise chop our heads off in the courtroom with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And I could think of no better people than the people who are running that facility. And then I hear Obama besmirching them, saying they're not American, they're not our values, and that they're recruitment tools for terrorists. This is a man who drones terrorists with no due process. This is a man who releases terrorists and has no respect for American law. Unless you gain the respect of these terrorists, and unless you do provide some sort of justice, which, my God, you wouldn't believe the lengths we go to there to try to...
We coddle them. We give them soccer balls. We give them every bit of Islamist stuff they want, food and everything.
Yeah. And there's arrows on the floor where they can pray to Mecca so they know which way to go, even in their detention cells. So, but look, this guy will try to do it. He will try to release them. He's slowly draining the detention facility now, little by little. And I think if he has his way, he would like to bring them back to the U.S., as Eric Holder, his former attorney general, tried to do. And it's not unprecedented that Holder would be involved in that. You see, not only am I a 9/11 family member, but my father was murdered by terrorists in 1975 by the FALN, the Puerto Rican terrorists, who the Clintons released in 1999 when Hillary was running for senator. They claimed executive privilege when the clemency grant was questioned. So we never found out precisely what the motivation was, but it was clear that it was to connect Hillary Clinton with the Hispanic community in New York. So you have, and Eric Holder was the driving force. He was the architect of that release. That's why I testified against him at his confirmation hearing in 2011. And so now you have the same sort of drivers. You have Eric Holder, who was looking to bring these terrorists into the U.S. to stand trial on the 9/11 side. You also had him releasing the terrorists with Hillary Clinton when she was running for senator. So there's a nexus of politics and terrorism that comes together with these people. And I can clearly see Obama trying to bring the terrorists back to the U.S., although it is illegal, but he will push it. And once they're here... Now, once they're here, they would be afforded U.S. rights, and it would be much easier to offer them clemency again because they've already, the Democrats, the Clintons, the Obama and Holder people have already done that. And I could just see it. You know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other four high-value detainees, they didn't fly the planes that went into the World Trade Center. And that was the same comment they made about the FALN. They were never convicted of blowing up Francis Tavern, where my father was, but they were part of the FALN, exactly as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was part of Al Qaeda.
Let's talk about another one of his debacles. He just recently was shown to have sent pallets of unmarked French or Swiss francs and euros on a plane to Iran to at least release or gain the release of U.S. hostages. Now, I'm all in favor of getting our hostages back. The problem with the way Obama did this and the entire Iran deal is he was such a patsy. He was such the sucker at the table that he gave them everything they wanted and got nothing in return. And now the Iranians are taking more hostages. Hostages were taken to Afghanistan, and pretty much everybody around the world knows they can push and we won't push back.
It's appeasement. I mean, it looks like Europe in the 1930s. You keep giving in to terrorists. You keep giving in to regimes like this. In the animal kingdom, if you're seen as weak, you get destroyed by the predators. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's setting our own people up to be abducted again. Clearly, if you're going to give $400 million.
Pretty good payday.
Yes, pretty good payday. Put a nice tag on everyone's back. And that's what he's doing. There's no respect for this country. We're a bunch of fools to the rest of the world. And he puts us all at risk. Every American is at risk because of the way that they did this. And quite honestly, I work for a bank. I won't say which one. But if we moved money against the OFAC laws like he just did, we would be imprisoned. You can't do that. There's rules about moving money to terrorist states. And whether you do it in the form of a wire or a U.S. dollar or a Swiss franc or a euro, it's still against the law. And this is the kind of stuff that this guy does. And like I said earlier, he'll do anything until he gets stopped. And no one stops him.
No, unfortunately, the Congress has shown no ability to hold him accountable. Folks, we are talking with Joe Connor, co-author of The New Founders and founder of We Win America. Joe, let's dig a little deeper into the implications. We are at the tail end of the Obama administration. I guess his foreign policy legacy, I would spell it F-A-I-L. But he would claim we have the Iran deal. He would add a few other things. I'm not sure any of which, he claimed credit for moving ISIS a few inches to the left in Iraq and Syria. But other than trying to close Gitmo, can you think of any other dangerous moves he could make in his remaining days with the flexibility he has of no more elections to try and cement this lessened place for America in the world?
Sure. I mean, look, it's hard to use your imagination to come up with scenarios like that. But yes, you talked about Iran, but yet at the same time, he capitulated to Cuba. Now, Cuba holds 40 American fugitives. They have terrorists there, including Joanne Chesmard and William Morales, who built the bomb that was used to murder my father. Obama and Clinton come up with this plan to normalize relations with Cuba. They don't demand these terrorists return. So once again, we're caving in, capitulating. I called it a mutual capitulation between Iran and or parallel capitulation between Iran and Cuba. So yes, I think he will continue to do this. And you can look around the globe at all the hot spots, and we stand up to nobody. And so you can see China keep moving. You could see North Korea is running undeterred. And I think this president has really set us up in a very dangerous world. And I believe his goal is to bring us to the same level as the rest of the world. And most of the rest of the world is at a weak and rudderless, with no integrity, with no morals. And I think that's where he sees America going, to sort of even it out. And I think when I wrote The New Founders, we realized the founders knew that genetically we're all the same, but it's philosophically that makes America better, and the ability to let the American people control their own lives and control their own destiny is what got us to the greatness that we achieved. And he doesn't believe in the greatness of people. He believes in the subordination of people, and that's what we're seeing here. And it's thank God it's only 6 months left till he goes. But look, if we bring Hillary Clinton in, we're going to have more of the same.
Joe, thank you for illuminating it. Thank you for standing up for your family and pushing forward. We share the the pain of their sacrifice and their loss, but we appreciate the fact that you are pushing on and trying to make sure that we don't allow those things to happen in the future. Up next, we will be talking with Michael Cutler about the folly of importing jihadists when we can't tell the good guys from the bad guys and don't need any more in this country. This is Jim Hansen, and you're listening to Secure Freedom Radio.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.